This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Lee, this is being treated as a major scandal. I noticed you referencing it earlier in the show. This is a headline in the New York Post. South Carolina firing squad botched, is the word they're using. This is how it's being spun. Botched execution of cop killer Mikkel Mahdi as bullets missed Hurt, left him alive longer than was intended. Okay, so I saw this headline. I don't know what you thought when you saw it. Yeah. I saw this and I thought, oh no, did it take him 15 minutes to die? And, you know, I was like, wow, okay. You know, thinking, when I say, oh no, I mean like, wow, okay, there's going to be lawsuits, right? And we'll probably have to, I don't want to go through another 5-7 years of hashing this out while people who should be executed, that's their sentence, are sitting on death row. And so I go like, wow, was it 15 minutes? No. Was it 10? No. 5? That he spent in, quote, excruciating pain, unquote, as he bled out? No. One? I just assume that's how long it would take if they did it right.
Yeah.
Was that your impression?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And once again, this is a claim from the lawyers for death row inmates who are trying to, you know, I mean, that's their job. They're trying to, you know, do away with the death penalty. They don't want to do this. But to me, the overriding point is this inmate selected that method of execution.
Yep.
He was allowed to choose the way he may die. He was allowed to choose between the electric chair, lethal injection, or the firing squad. This inmate, of his own volition and own free will, chose the firing squad. I'm sorry, we're done here. I don't get it.
Now, the issue here, if you're just hearing about this, is that an autopsy revealed that none of the bullets hit his heart directly. And his chest showed only 2 bullet wounds instead of 3. They're supposed to aim for the heart. But, you know, and they're also saying that, well, you know, when the lawyers for the state argued this in court, they said it would take 15 seconds. I'm sorry. Nobody can guarantee that. The bullets that struck him injured his liver and other internal organs and allowed his heart to keep beating. And he remained alive for roughly a minute, experts said. Well, I mean, you know, I just love how these articles are written.
Yeah.
How about the off-duty police officer he murdered, James Myers? How long did it take him to die?
Right, yeah. That's, to me, that's the overriding concern.
Yeah. He was shot 8 times before Mahdi burned his body. So.
Yeah.
He's not going to die instantaneously from this, said Dr. Carl Wiegand, a forensic pathologist who reviewed the autopsy documents for NPR. I think that it took him some time to bleed out.
And I believe this was the second person that he had killed in the past few days during that incident.
He killed 3.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Again, this is what I would expect. I mean, I'd hear only a minute to die. I would think that was a well-done execution if you choose the firing squad. Yeah. So this is new to me. Again, there hasn't been any guarantee anywhere of, okay, well, you're going to be, you know, gone. You've got 20 seconds. It would take that. No, I mean, I'm sorry. You killed three people.
But once again, he chose that method of execution.
Yes.
He was given an option by the state to pick his method of execution out of three choices, and he chose the firing squad.
They're saying that the Constitution of South Carolina bans cruel or unusual punishment, but the state Supreme Court ruled last year that firing squad executions were not cruel because a prisoner would not suffer for longer than 15 seconds. I'm sorry, if you're in excruciating pain, does it matter if it's 15 seconds or 45 longer than that? 15's okay, 45 longer is not. This is just stupid. Either kill the guy or get rid of capital punishment.
Yeah, and I'm...
Obviously, I'm for keeping the capital punishment, making it much easier to do.
Yes, most definitely. That is both, in my opinion, both morally ethical and theologically ethical as well.
Doctor noted in the comment section on the state autopsy that it is believed that two bullets went through one wound, but there and they say that happens sometimes, especially when you're aiming for an area as small as the heart. Mm-hmm. You probably, if you've ever been to a, you know, shooting gallery, you know, you've seen that bullets will pass through the same place. But pathologists who reviewed were skeptical that two bullets went through precisely the same. Are we going to really argue about that? This is
yes,
ridiculous.
We are apparently. Yeah.
This is just
yeah.
The left is exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the point. The point is to make you so over all of their arguments that you just concede to their point. And it's like, no, we can't do this. No, we're not going to. You can go ahead and argue this. Sorry. You know, as far as I'm concerned, death row inmates next. What's your choice? Okay. You got three. Lethal injection, electric chair, firing squad. Which is it going to be? Your choice.
And I hope that's a really good legal protection here. Well, he chose it.
Yeah.
You know, I had to tell you as a crime reporter, when I started, we were coming out of an era in the U.S. called that was structured sentencing, and I saw the tail end of it, and it was horrific. Okay, with the left, here's what they're trying to do, and you can see it's the same thing with illegal immigrants. Okay, the second they succeed, as you were saying, they wear you down, and you get rid of the death penalty. Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go right at life in prison, try to get rid of that
right,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Once we get it down to 20 years instead of life, they're going to go right at that and try to get down to 10.
Well, they tried to do away with cash bail. How did that work out?
Really bad for the victims.
Yes, really bad. And for the additional victims after they get out.
Yes. And I saw a lot of Americans don't realize this, the legacy of that. You know, in the 80s and 90s and the 70s, we had these stupid sentences where the way it worked across most of America was you'd get life, say, for killing a police officer, and life meant 20 years with good behavior. You'd be lucky if you served 20. You know, the victim's family would be lucky if the murderer served 20. And I started covering case after case after case. I just started watching the ones that were going through the parole board. I mean, there was a woman, Lee, I'll never forget her. Name is Cassie. She's just having a bad day, I guess. The officer missed the gun when he patted her down, put her in the back. As soon as he started rolling, she shot him in the head, execution style. I mean, pure premeditation. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That woman made it to a halfway house in 16 years. She was in her 40s. She killed a cop. Why? Structure said you couldn't do anything about it. It sounds great, but it's not. It was terrible. And so in this country, this was going on all over the country. People were getting out after less than 20 years. 20 years tops for life. Life was 20 years. The way that the Democrats had fixed the system. And so that's when we went to sentencing where you have to serve 80% of your sentence. And that sentence is spelled out, and judges don't have a lot of latitude. And I don't think judges should have a lot of latitude because you can't trust them. They're crazy. You're going to get a leftist, and he's going to turn a murderer yes. away.
We've seen plenty of evidence of that.
Yes. We have, and judges are getting crazier by the day. Democrats are trying to get back to where it was in the 70s, 80s, and I can't tell you how frustrating it was to watch these people get out again and again. I mean, I'm telling you, Lee, every cop killer in North Carolina was out in less than 20 years, and I was having to cover the stories. And the families would go, and they would beg and plead for them not to be let out, and they'd say, sorry, there's nothing we can do. It's the law. There was no justice. Child killers were walking out the door. I mean, people who'd brutally raped and murdered people were walking out the door. And this was normal. It was normal in North Carolina. It was normal all across the country. People forget that. And I saw the tail end of those sentences, those that came to fruition in the 2000s and the 90s that were left over from the tail end of it. And it was awful. It was absolutely awful. And I don't want to go back there. And I'm telling you, that's where the left's trying to go. I'd love to know what people would actually serve for a brutal, violent murder if the left had its way. 2 years? 3 years?
No.
Or would it did just bond out? I don't know how low they'd go, but I think it'd be low. So, you know what? Pound sand. We'll just have to go to court. Fight them all the way. Because that's where they're going. They've already had us there as a country. People yeah. forget. We've already done it. And by the way, when we got rid of those sentences, the murder rate in this country, I have somewhere in these files, I've got it from the Wall Street Journal, the murder rate in this country dropped by 50%. Why? Because everybody who kills people was in prison. They were busy.
Yeah. A little occupied.
Yeah. The murder rate now is significantly lower than it was in the 80s and the 90s. And there's one reason for that. We changed the sentencing so murderers actually have to stay there. And hopefully, eventually, we can kill them. You know what? I would love to see South Carolina light up somebody new every Friday night. 6 o'clock's the time it is. They always do it at 6 for some reason. I mean, truly, obviously, a guilty person. But yeah, somebody like this, just empty it out. But back to court we go, I guess.
Thus saith Judge Light-em-up Servatius.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.